Leftist group reveals troubling allegation against potential Plattner replacement. By Hannah Knudsen on July 7, 2026. The far-left group Progressive Victory is unveiling a troubling allegation against a potential candidate to replace Democrat Graham Plattner in Maine's U.S. Senate race, alleging that this individual struck a female colleague with a bottle he threw at her during a disagreement, corroborated by several witnesses. Plattner is facing more than an uphill battle after yet another controversy bubbled up. This time, a woman alleges that Plattner broke into her home and sexually assaulted her. Jenny Rossico, 41, the alleged victim, told Politico that she was dating Plattner on and off. In 2021, she alleges, he came into her home uninvited and reportedly forced himself on her while she repeatedly told him to stop. When asked during an appearance on CNN's The Lead if Plattner raped her, Rossico said, by definition, yes, absolutely. She added, he violated multiple layers of consent that night by coming into my home, when I asked him not to. And by advancing on me when I told him not to. And furthermore, another incident that I had told him not to do. Plattner, who already has a host of other controversies under his belt, said he is considering the future of his campaign. So, regardless of the inaccuracy of the reporting, but mindful of the political reality it will inflict, we are taking the time to reflect on the best path forward for the state that I love, the people that I love, the movement I belong to, and the goal of defeating Susan Collins, Plattner said in a video. Those were the goals when we launched this campaign, and they remain my goals today. Given this, the far-left group Progressive Victory is seeking out other candidates. However, they have run into some trouble with one possibility, Troy Jackson, former president of the Maine Senate. We began asking our contacts on the ground in Maine about Troy Jackson earlier today after seeing many suggestions that he should replace Graham Plattner against Susan Collins, Progressive Victory said. In our discussions we have received troubling information about not only Jackson's behavior, but the behavior of many prominent Maine Democrats toward women more broadly. It continued, revealing that Jackson allegedly struck a female colleague with a bottle. Both as a result of the credibility of the sources and in the interest of not seeing our movement make the same mistake twice, we are choosing to share some of this now. As Maine Senate President in a state Senate caucus meeting several years ago, Troy Jackson in a heated disagreement struck a female colleague with a bottle he threw at her, the group said. There are many witnesses, and it appears this is a widespread open secret within Maine politics and not an isolated incident. This information is still developing and we will provide updates in a thread in the comments of this post as we receive it. The group added that individuals from Jackson's team are denying the claim, but they added, it is not a credible refutation on its own. We are continuing to investigate. As a result of the latest allegations against Plattner, many prominent Democrats who originally backed him are withdrawing their support.